This is the Hub Podcast with Louise Clark.
It's really great to be catching up with Hugh Rouse of Rouse Insurance in Ballina. Of course, you're joining me to give all the first young drivers some advice on how you can get on the road. Thanks for joining me, Hugh. It's great to have you on the show.
Thanks very much for having me on, Louise. Yeah, I suppose we're getting a lot of inquiries from young drivers and they want to get driving and they want to get policy. So it's now's a good time to get them on the road for summer when the weather's good.
For first-time drivers, insurance can be very confusing. What's the first step when it comes to the initial process?
Well, the first step is to get your licence. And the first way, how you do that is you go and get your provisional licence. So when you're a provisional licence holder, you have to be supervised. So that means you have to have a parent or an older sibling to supervise and make sure that you're driving within the remits of the law. So there are policies available, and one driving school offers 12 policies, and it also allows you on your parents' policies. And that's one company. There is a huge uptake in that. And if you do have your license, it gives you more opportunities. You can go to all the insurers and they'll allow you to drive.
Brilliant.
Either on your parents' policy or in your own name.
Brilliant. Are there any common mistakes that new drivers might make that can unintentionally raise their premiums?
Well, what I'm seeing a lot of is that 17 and 18-year-olds are coming into us and they've just bought a car. And that's no good. You have to have either driving experience or your full license before you can go and insure a car in your own name. So that's causing a lot of problems. So my advice to you is, get your license and be supervised by mum and dad for the first year. Get your experience and then go and get your new car and your own policy.
There can be different ways that people can maybe bring down their premium by installing things in their cars. We've seen a lot of innovation in the last number of years. Have you got any advice for somebody who is interested in maybe trying to bring down the premium by promising to be a little bit safer?
Yeah, you can get devices installed, but if you get a car that's between a 1 litre and a 6 litre and something that's fresh enough within 10 years old, you're giving yourself access to all the markets by simply doing that. If you come in to a broker or insurer and you say, right, I want to get insured on a 3 litre BMW, you're not going to get insurance until you're at least, 13 years of age,
yes,
unfortunately.
Yes. If a first-time driver is sharing a car with their parents, should they still get their own policy, or is it best off to begin by being a named driver?
It is, absolutely. Get 1 year's experience as a named driver. You might be in school, you might be in college. Get the more years of named driving experience, the better. And then you can go and get a policy in your own name.
Perfect. And then I know there's lots of young drivers who are listening. I guess at the beginning you said that no better time than in the sunshine and when it's a nice summer's evening to get out there and get a little bit of experience on the road. But if somebody who is already on the road, what should they do immediately after, learning all the rules of the road? Is it best to get out there and get as much practice with a full licensed driver as you possibly can? Because I'm sure that this will help you in the future.
Well, you actually need a minimum of 12 lessons, Louise, before you can actually apply for a test. So get your 12 and basically double that. Get an hour's in experience every evening and go to a reputable driving school. They'll give you advice. They'll give you mocks. They go through the route, and that can prepare you to get your test and hopefully pass it. When you pass it, you can get insurance easier.
Fingers crossed. Obviously, you are in the business of insurance, and we hope that nobody, gets into an accident when they are driving. But obviously for new drivers who are already on the road, they're after securing their insurance and they are driving themselves. What should they do immediately after an accident from an insurance standpoint?
I suppose it depends on the accident. But if it's, from a minor accident to a serious accident, always ring the guards. I would always say, get out of the car, take photos, make sure everyone is okay, and even take videos, because it's a case that, people are getting involved in an accident. The next thing is they get the quote in from a garage and the work has doubled, where they've said there's another dent in the other side of the car, and they could be faced with huge bill. So document everything and make sure that the guards are involved.
And finally, what's one piece of advice that you wish every new driver knew before they buy their first insurance policy?
I suppose it's great freedom to get into a car and head off. So look, just be cognizant that there's always other people on the roads, people walking, cycling. And typically, when you're involved in an accident, people say, well, I didn't see that car coming from, you know, coming towards me. So always be on the lookout for other drivers.
Hugh, it's been a pleasure having you on. Thank you so much for giving us all of that brilliant advice. And we wish all the best to all the young first-time drivers that are going to be getting their policy and getting on the road. Hugh, if anybody wants to reach out and check out some of your resources, where's the best place to go?
You can check our website, rouseinsurance.com.
Brilliant,
we're
Hugh.
In the right direction.
Super stuff. Hugh, thanks so much for your time. I really appreciate it.
Take care.
The Hub Podcast with Louise Clark.